Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Sunday of the baptism of our Lord, Year A. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 to 9, Psalm 29, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people and we have come to praise you. We are your people and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, our finest words can't reach the height of your throne. By your Holy Spirit, take our feeble words and actions, and by your grace transform them into that which will honor your name. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, equip and enable us to worship you, and lead us all to your throne of grace. Amen. And we have the hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, CPWI 1 04.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for Epiphany, followed by the collect for the first Sunday after the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Towards a Holy Nation. Towards a Holy Nation. After the disobedience of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Creation, God desired to have a special relationship with humankind. Because of Abraham's righteousness, God chose the descendants of Abraham with whom to have this special relationship. God promised the descendants of Abraham the land of Canaan. You cannot be a nation without land. God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars of the sky. God entered into a covenant relationship with the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel. They were to be God's people, and God would be their God. As God's people, Israel would be a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, a people set apart for God. They were to influence the other nations to follow the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Israel failed to remain faithful to God. Instead of influencing the other nations to follow the one true God, Israel turned to worship the idol gods of their neighbors, gods of their own making, which caused Israel to become an uncaring, unjust society, moving away from the law of God. God sent the prophet Isaiah to pronounce judgment on Israel and their neighbors. However, in love, in the midst of the prophet pronouncing judgment on the people of Israel, God, through the prophet, promises to do a new thing. This new thing, which will eventually result in the restoration of all creation, will begin with the Lord forgiving and redeeming God's chosen people. Through God's chosen people, God will bring about the redemption and reconciliation of people everywhere. Our Old Testament lesson today, taken from Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 9, is part of the first of the servant songs by the prophet Isaiah. The servant appears as the whole nation of Israel and sometimes as a single individual. In Isaiah 42, God speaks of my servant as Israel, the holy nation. Israel as a whole is the Lord's chosen, in whom the Lord delights. Israel has been anointed with the Lord's Spirit because Israel is called to work for and establish justice throughout the whole of creation. Israel is called as a holy nation to set forth the justice of God, who is concerned with the welfare, safety, and dignity of the weaker members of society. Through Israel, God will reorder society to bring about equity among people. God desires to make Israel's God-chosen people, not for Israel's sake, but for the world. Israel is to be a holy nation, a nation of priests who would influence people everywhere to follow the one true God. Israel as a nation failed to be true to the task that God has given them. However, God would use one from Israel who is anointed as the Messiah to establish God's holy nation, which would include all people. In our gospel today, Jesus, at his baptism, is anointed by the Holy Spirit to be called and equipped for his messianic task. John the Baptist prepared the people to be a part of this new holy nation. He called them to repentance and being baptized as a sign of their repentance. John insisted that the people, after baptism, bear the fruit of repentance to enable them to be part of the new kingdom, the holy nation that Jesus, the Messiah, was to bring into being. Jesus, in humility and obedience, comes to the River Jordan to be baptized by John. When Jesus comes up out of the Jordan, he sees heaven open up. The Holy Spirit is released, and the Spirit descends upon Jesus. At the same time, the voice of God can be heard saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Jesus' baptism serves as his occasion for anointing. He is affirmed as the Son of God, the Messiah, the Promised One, who will usher in a new kingdom, a kingdom not of this world, a kingdom that will be God's holy nation, a kingdom open to all. In our second lesson, Peter, standing before Cornelius and his household, preaches an inclusive holy nation. Peter says, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." Acts chapter 3, verses 34 and 35. Peter convinces all present, who were all Gentiles, to desire to be a part of God's all-inclusive kingdom. God responded. Luke records in Acts chapter 3, verse 44, "While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word." God anointed Gentiles to be a part of God's holy nation. They receive the Holy Spirit at what is referred to as the Gentile Pentecost, the first time that the gift of the Spirit preceded baptism. Today, we are invited to be a part of God's holy nation through Christ. At baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were affirmed as children of God and inheritors of God's kingdom. We have been anointed with the Holy Spirit. It is the duty of the church, or parents and godparents, to ensure that we understand what that baptism means. We are invited to build a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. We are called to live by the Spirit of God and therefore demonstrate in our lives, in our interaction with others, the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. We are called as God's holy nation through Christ, by his death and resurrection, to influence others for God and for good. God needs us today to fight against the evil in the world. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, we must influence others for God by our words and actions. Each of us, therefore, must make a personal commitment to follow Jesus. That is, to know, understand, and live by the principles and precepts that Jesus, the beloved Son, the Messiah, taught. As part of God's holy nation, we are to live lives of love, loving God and loving our neighbors. Loving God and loving all of God's people, bearing in mind that as citizens of God's holy nation, we are to bring others into a relationship with God, to help them to become a part of God's kingdom, so that the words of that hymn will come true, that the world will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Spirit of God, descending like a dove, anoint your church with life-giving and affirming presence. Lead the people of your new covenant to proclaim your glory. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord Jesus, at your baptism, you humbled yourself in preparation for service. Anoint those who rule and govern with courage to uphold justice and goodly living. Lighten the nations in the paths of righteousness. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. God our Father, you make no distinction between peoples and invite all to come to you. Keep us faithful to our baptism into your household of faith. Guide our steps to delight in all that you have made. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Holy and blessed Trinity, you bind up our wounds, make us whole, and restore us in your sight. Pour your blessing upon all in sorrow, need, or adversity. Anoint and cheer our face with your abundant grace. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Lord, your people crossed the Jordan to enter the land of your promise. in baptism, death brings life. Hear our prayers for all who have died, fulfilling them the hope eternal. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, O Let the Son of God Enfold You, Songs of Fellowship 419. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. where there is injury, pardon, where there is doubt, faith, where there is despair, hope, where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And we, at the beginning of this year, we continue to wish you a spirit-filled, productive year. And we are reminded that the COVID-19 virus is still around, together with the flu virus. So we invite you to continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 minutes. Wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose and mouth, and as far as possible, keep your distance. We pray that you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. We leave you with the Lord of the Dance, CPWI 550.
Stripped.